Join us this week on KYUK 640 AM at 10 AM for KYUK Radio Presents, a call-in show where you'll have a chance to talk about any confusion you have around quarantining. We'll be comparing notes on the municipal guidelines, state guidelines, federal guidelines, as well as the guidelines from our partners at YKHC to have a conversation around any confusion around quarantining and the effects of using quarantining as an effective measure to stem this pandemic. You have an opinion, we want to hear it, and we want to talk to you, Yuktun and Kazuktun, at 10 a.m. Saturday morning for KYUK Radio Presents, a conversation about quarantining.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Welcome to Coffee at KYUK. My name is Tatiana Avugak. I'm an intern and a senior from Chifornik. The 2020 fall semester has started, but everything is different. Joining me are fellow KYUK interns Ethan Lincoln and Peyton Chanar. Ethan and Peyton, good morning. Can you take a minute to introduce yourselves?
Good morning. My name is Peyton. I'm a senior at Nelson Island High School.
Hello, my name is Ethan, and I'm also a senior in Tuxuk Bay.
Today we are discussing what being in school is like for us this year. How do you feel about school this year? Peyton, let's start with you.
I feel grateful for this year because not a lot of schools are attending schools physically, and for us, I'm really grateful.
Ethan, what about you?
It's kind of harder than normal years, but I feel grateful that we're actually having school, so we can have the opportunity to learn and do what we have to do.
This year we only attend classes in person 2 days a week. What do you think of having school in person twice a week, Ethan?
Kind of short for me, but it has to be done, you know. It's really, really good that we get to have a physical teachers here, like, you know.
Peyton, what about you?
I think it sucks, but, you know, it's whatever. Still working with it. Still enjoying it.
What are the main differences between school this year compared to last year before COVID?
I feel more focused since we're all 6 feet apart. Last year, I was so close to all my friends, sitting very close to them, talking all the time. But this year, we're not doing that.
Ethan?
The difference is, I noticed that, have to stay in one classroom, and instead of changing classrooms, the teachers have to come into the classrooms and teach us.
How do you feel about wearing masks all day? Ethan, let's start with you.
It's tiring that, you know, we have to breathe. But it's very important to wear masks because we'll be protecting everybody around us. And so we won't get sick and all that stuff.
What changes are impacting you the most? Peyton, let's start with you.
Mainly everything that changed. How wearing masks is the new normal.
How are the classrooms arranged this year, Peyton?
We're all 6 feet apart. All desks are not closed. We stay in one classroom. Teachers come in every next period, which is boring, but it's whatever.
Ethan, what about you?
there's breaks in between classes too, and during lunch you get to have like 30 minutes break. And we'll have to stay 10 feet apart in the during the break, but in class we'll have to stay 6 feet apart.
Are there any benefits to how they are arranged?
Yes, there's many benefits. First, that we get to learn more, at least focus more.
Yeah, they are. We're more focused on work because, we're separated and stuff like that.
What are you most worried about school this year?
Like, there's only 2 days of school and, like, we'll be able to call them, but there's not going to be, like, physical help during the week, like, after the 2 days of school. So that's what I'm worried about.
I'm worried that along the week or month, I'm scared that the school will shut down at one point, but I hope it doesn't.
What do you think will happen next semester?
It depends, depends on how the world's gonna cope with the pandemic, and especially with this,
Peyton, what about you?
I don't even know. The world's been surprising me lately, so let's just hope for something great.
What's the best case scenario for you? What do you hope it's like next semester?
I hope it's going to be better than this year. So, I hope it will be easier next year.
Peyton, what about you?
My best case scenario is I hope I get to sit next to my friends again and vibe and have fun and learn, for sure. And I hope that everything will go back to normal. The world is going crazy. Tatiana, we'd like to turn this interview around and ask you some questions. Do you have breaks in between classes?
Yes, we do.
What happens during your breaks?
During our breaks, we go to the bathroom as a group.
Do you have enough support from your teachers? Is the physical distance from your teachers difficult?
I think it's going pretty neat, even though they're 6 feet apart, we all are 6 feet apart, but they explain stuff clearly and we get them, and if we don't get the question, we ask again.
Some schools don't have lockers and the students have to carry their books all over. Do you guys have lockers?
No, we don't, and we have to carry our books, too, but we stay in the same seat all day.
Has the beginning of the year been hard for you?
No, it has been. I think it's pretty neat for me.
This has been a really hard year for a lot of people all over the world. What are you doing to stay positive and to take care of yourselves?
I have been socially distancing, staying at home, but I go out to play basketball at the court. And when I get homework for the 3 days that we don't have school, I get them done and have fun after. Ethan, what about you? What are you doing to stay positive and to take care of yourselves?
I know it's been a hard year, but I'm trying to stay positive with, positive stuff, uplifting myself in my mind, and I think that's about it.
Peyton, what about you?
I try my best to keep up with my friends, stay in touch, because they make me happy, and they bring positive vibes, and I don't want to lose that.
That is great. Well, we are about out of time. Thank you for joining us on Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Tatiana Avugak, and joining me today was Peyton Chanar and Ethan Lincoln.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Join us this week on KYUK 640 AM at 10 AM for KYUK Radio Presents, a call-in show where you'll have a chance to talk about any confusion you have around quarantining. We'll be comparing notes on the municipal guidelines, state guidelines, federal guidelines, as well as the guidelines from our partners at YKHC to have a conversation around any confusion around quarantining and the effects of using quarantining as an effective measure to stem this pandemic. You have an opinion, we want to hear it, and we want to talk to you, Yuktun and Kazuktun, at 10 a.m. Saturday morning for KYUK Radio Presents, a conversation about quarantining. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.